One of President Trump's top priorities in office has been dealing with foreign trade. He's taken aim at major trade deals like NAFTA and the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and the U.S. is in the middle of major trade talks with China. So what could all of these changes to trade deals mean for Wisconsin's economy? In a recent piece for wiscontext.org, our next guest investigated just how much Wisconsin exports and where those Wisconsin-made products are going. Stephen Deller is a professor of agricultural and applied economics at UW-Madison. He's also interim director of the Center for Community and Economic Development at UW Extension. Steve, welcome back to the show.
Good afternoon.
Well, you co-wrote this piece. How big a deal are exports coming out of Wisconsin?
It is a surprisingly large market. One of the things that really kind of surprised us is that we kind of know that we export a lot. We have a lot of trading with Canada and Mexico and increasingly China and Japan. But what surprised us is the number of countries that we don't have export relationships with. It is Wisconsin is exporting to almost every country in the world.
And when people think Wisconsin's exporting stuff, what pops into my head are agricultural products, soybeans, cranberries, dairy products. When it comes to the value, they're out there, but that's not where the big money is coming into the state.
No, the big money is in actually the one sector that we export the most is airplane parts. And you would think that that would not be a Wisconsin product, but there are a number of manufacturers, particularly up in the Fox Valley area, that are making airplane parts, not for large airplanes, but for smaller airplanes. Kind of the Whitman Airport and the Experimental Aircraft Association type of market up there. And you wouldn't think that that would be a huge market for the Wisconsin economy, but it is.
And then really specialized medical technology looks like it's a big deal for us, too.
It is. Wisconsin used to be a major, and I think the company has moved its production facility, but Wisconsin used to be the major producer of surgical equipment. So a scalpel or anything like that was made by a company in Milwaukee. And it had a international market.
Now, the things we're talking about and some of the other durable goods and manufactured products, when you stack them up to something like those soybeans or cranberries, I'm guessing we export a lot more volume of those agricultural products, but just that one piece of airplane equipment, say, is going to bring in a lot of cash.
Exactly. It's higher value products that we're shipping out. But when you think about the actual volume, I mean, container ships moving over, it's actually agricultural products like soybeans.
Now, looking at the current world of trade agreements, like how important are deals like NAFTA as far as enabling that trade you mentioned to Canada and Mexico or other agreements that are sending things overseas to China or Japan or Europe going in the other direction?
I think it's extremely important. Businesses in Wisconsin have kind of three markets. One is kind of the local market, and that's what they're, you know, think a beauty shop or a hardware store or something like that. Then there are companies that have a larger kind of state market, regional market. They're trying to get in the Chicago market. They're trying to get into the Twin Cities market. And then there's a third type, which is really kind of expanding into, you know, going into Atlanta, Denver, Toronto. Why not go into Toronto? Or why not go into Vancouver? Why not go into Mexico City? Well, now all of a sudden, it's a different ballgame because it's an international trade. So what a lot of these trade policies are trying to do is to make it just as easy to market to Mexico City or Tokyo or Berlin as it is to market to, say, Atlanta or Denver.
Now, as President Trump attacks some of these trade deals, this is maybe getting a bit beyond what you wrote, but the idea isn't so much that, okay, we don't export stuff, it's that the playing field isn't level. So that, yeah, we're making money in Wisconsin when we export all this stuff, but the unfairness, as the president describes it, of trade deals means that foreign companies have an easier time coming here and selling stuff to us than we have going out and selling stuff to them.
Well, it depends on if they're playing by the rules of the game. And I think that's where we get a disagreement. I think one of the things is that you have to think about what our comparative advantage is. And if you're thinking about, I want to buy, you know, inexpensive socks to go running in, that's just, I don't want to spend a lot of money on that stuff. And those are the types of products that, you know, a lot of developing countries have a comparative advantage in. So what our niches is that we want to go higher end. We want to go to that higher value product that we can charge more for, and that's a market for us. That's different than saying that they're not playing by the rules. And that's one of the issues that the Trump administration and previous administration has had, is that a lot of our trading partners don't necessarily follow our patent laws. They don't necessarily follow our copyright laws. Now, that's a different issue.
Talking to Steve Deller, economist at UW-Madison, looking at the value of exports for Wisconsin's economy. People are worried that we're going to end up in a trade war as we put up tariffs on particular products like steel and aluminum was one that came up. We withdrew from the Trans-Pacific Partnership before it really got up and rocking, renegotiating NAFTA with threats of dropping out. How vulnerable is Wisconsin? How much could our economy be hurt if there are tariffs against our products in retaliation?
Oh, it could be. It could be really. It could hit us very hard, because you look at where a lot of our growth potential, particularly if you look at our agricultural products, the growth market for our commodity, which would be soybeans or commodity cheese or things like that, is the international markets. And if a company decides they want to get into those international markets, there's a fair amount of work there. Now, the state does have a lot of programs to help companies make that transition, but there's anything that that raises uncertainty about, if I want to go into the Taiwan market, for example, and now there's some uncertainty over trade policies because politicians are playing games, that really creates a lot of risk and uncertainty for me, and that puts a damper on my ability to grow my business.
One more thing you looked at in the Wis Context piece that you co-wrote was where in Wisconsin these exports are coming from. And no surprise, the Milwaukee area is the biggest part of the state population-wise. A lot of the exports have come from there. But you looked at other metropolitan areas in the state that have seen growth in exports. What are you looking at?
What we're trying to do is to essentially say, you would think, well, it's Milwaukee, right? Because a lot of the big manufacturing firms are in Milwaukee, in the Milwaukee metro area. But it's actually much broader than that. You get up into almost every single metropolitan area in the state of Wisconsin, whether it be Janesville or La Crosse or Eau Claire, actually is part of that export market. You even get into, it's almost 35%, depending on which year you look at, is actually coming out of rural Wisconsin. Now, how much of that is agricultural products? We haven't been able to cut the data that way. It's not provided in that kind of detail.
Now, looking big picture at how exports have risen and fallen in Wisconsin over the years, some of it's outside the control in some ways of trade policy or what we do here in the state. You see drops. No surprise when there was the big recession, the big global recession. And also, a lot of it, you write, varies depending on the value of the dollar.
Oh, that's right. If we have a strong dollar, that makes our ability to export all that much better. But if the dollar, do I have that right?
Other way,
it's
right?
The other way around.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Our dollar,
if our dollar is weak, that makes our exports a lot more competitive. But if the dollar becomes stronger, we're kind of, it goes against us. The problem is that we have very little control over that. A lot of that has to do with interest rates, monetary policy, and, essentially where are people wanting to put their funds. And that's a part of the risk that some companies are better positioned to deal with, and some others are not.
So what are you watching for as these negotiations over NAFTA? There's a deadline tomorrow, actually, that I think we're going to be talking about on the show, a deadline tomorrow on enough of a deal that it can go to Congress and get approved in time for the elections. What are you watching for with NAFTA in particular?
I hope that cooler heads prevail. One of the things that is worrying me is that there's a lot of elected officials that realize that free trade is actually a good policy. It's the right thing to do. I think that's one thing that has strong bipartisan support, is that we want free trade. But they're thinking that we can play political games with it. We can get political points by playing around with this stuff. And that's playing with dynamite, because you can really negatively impact a lot of businesses throughout the U.S. and in Wisconsin.
One argument I've seen, though, is that, okay, yes, maybe free trade overall does help. It lowers prices for consumers, creates jobs, but in particular areas, in particular sectors, some people are really genuinely hurt by free trade. Their factory closed, their local source of their economy closed. Has the United States done enough to mollify that to help people who are hurt by free trade?
I think that one could argue no. If you're the person that was, fifth generation in the garment industry in North Carolina, now suddenly the garment industry is gone. That can be very difficult to transition out of that. Part of the problem that we have is that folks aren't as mobile as they used to be. So if the garment industry in North Carolina leaves and there's a growing industry in another part of the U.S., move to that other part. That's easier said than done. So one of the things we have to think about is what is the short-term kind of impacts and what are the long-term benefits? And I think the long-term benefits will outweigh the short-term negative impacts. The problem is that you feel those negative impacts right now. You're worried about paying the rent now, not whether or not I have greater potential 10 years from now.
We'll leave it there for now. Steve, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Stephen Deller, professor and the interim director of agricultural and applied economics at UW-Madison. He was with us to talk about an essay he co-wrote for WisContext, looking at the importance of exports in Wisconsin's economy. You can read more at wisContext.org.